And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of January, 2025. January 8th is National Snuggle a Chicken Day. For a society that claims to love birds, we sure have brutalized chickens. The modern-day chicken is the product of intensive genetic modification. Over the decades, chickens have been bred to grow unnaturally large, unnaturally fast. This rapid growth comes at a heavy cost. Many chickens suffer from heart failure, broken bones, and an inability to walk due to their unnatural size. They are treated as commodities, not living beings. In the 1950s, chickens raised for meat grew to be 900 grams. In the 1970s, they grew to be 1,800 grams. And in the 2020s, they grow to be 4,200 grams. Consider chickens used to produce eggs. Chickens are descendants from the guinea fowl, a regal bird who, like all birds, only lays one or two clutches of eggs each year in the spring or summer. Today's egg-laying hen has been manipulated into a bird who lays eggs nearly every day of the year. This constant egg production is taxing on the hens. There are medicines that can be administered to stop this unnatural life of constant ovulation and menstruation we've created for them. Stopping ovulation can help hens recover nutritionally and reverse osteoporosis, because when hens lay eggs, all of their nutrition goes toward the egg and shell. And what of their brothers? In the egg-laying industry, whether in backyards or in factory farms, the males or roosters are considered unnecessary waste products and are destroyed. Chickens are affectionate beings and love to be near and snuggle with humans they know. The publication of Animalia Americana, Animal Representations and Biopolitical Subjectivity, by Colleen Boggs, was on this day in 2013. Concentrating on the formative and disruptive presence of animals in the writings of Frederick Douglass, Edgar Allan Poe, and Emily Dickinson, Boggs argues that animals are critical to the ways in which Americans enact their humanity and regulate subjects in the biopolitical state. Biopower, or a politics that extends its reach to life, thrives on the strategic ambivalence between who is considered human and what is judged as animal. The renegotiation of the species line produces a tension that is never fully regulated. An original contribution to animal studies, American studies, critical race theory, and post-humanist inquiry, Boggs thrillingly reinterprets a long and highly contentious human-animal history. And today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join the Health and Wealth in 2025 webinar hosted by VegTech Invest and Blue Ocean Global Wealth. Start the new year right with an in-depth look at your diet and finances. In an off-the-cuff conversation, Elizabeth Alfano, CEO of VegTech Invest, and Margarita Cheng, CEO of Blue Ocean Global Wealth, share their thoughts on getting healthy in mind, body, and portfolio in 2025. VegTech Invest is a company that invests in public companies innovating with plants and plant-derived ingredients to make animal-free products for a more efficient, healthy, and climate-friendly food and materials supply system. Learn more at linkedin.com/events. And here's a poem for today, The Rooster, by Abu Qasim Asad ibn Bilita. Up he stands to declare the darkness done for. The bird trimmed with a poppy who rolls his lustrous eyes for us. With song he calls to prayer, and he complies with his call, beating his great plumes, flexing his shoulder knuckles. The emperor of Persia perhaps wove his crown. Personally, Mary the Copt hung pendant rings from his ears. He snatched from the peacock his most attractive cloak, and still not comforted, took his strut from a duck. The Rooster by Abu Qasim Asad Ibn Bilita. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that all creatures, great and small, deserve to enjoy their lives.